Let's go! This is a extra special VIP B-Real show with the legend Ryan Shapiro at Pool Kings. And I'm really pumped up and excited for you guys to hear this show. This dude has an incredible story, and I absolutely love his energy. So let's go, guys! The Pool Kings is in the building!
Welcome to the Be Real Show with Travis Too Tall and Hoff, where we talk about life, dreams, social media, and business.
Well, hello, and welcome to the Be Real Show with Travis Too Tall and Hoff. Folks, you know your boy is always fired up, but on days like this, days where it really touches my soul, and me and the guest have something in connection in our souls, wow, beyond belief, guys. This crazy year of 2020 connected me to the sports card industry, getting back into the hobby, and I know it did for my man through a guy named Kobe Bryant one time, a dude that has changed our lives. Yes, it's been something that in the craziest year, in a most unfortunate situation, I was watching the Pro Bowl. I remember eating eggs, seeing the situation. My wife says, oh, Kobe's passed away. I'm like, what? You got to be kidding me. This thing is a bad dream. And then 2020 seemed like a bad dream, guys. But I'm bringing you someone that has taken this dream and turned it into a reality, turned it into something where people get to enjoy a new form of entertainment around sports cars and car breaking. I'm bringing you Mr. Pool Kings, Mr. Ryan Shapiro. Ryan, are you ready to be real?
I'm ready. Let's get real.
Let's go. And I know, like I said, this card for me, just it's one of them. I'm getting a ton of different cards graded, but Kobe is just someone, like you said, with that Mamba mentality, was an amazing dad. I'm a girl dad. So we connected huge around that. And then someone just, you know, put in the work, dude. And that's what it takes now. And that gets me into you guys, because you guys have taken this 2020 by steam, by storm. With the Pool Kings brand, as well as just the industry, man. I mean, who would have thought the hobby has just exploded?
Yeah, man. The hobby is going to the next level, man. I remember when I was a kid, I used to beg my mom to take me to the stores to open up packs. I mean, it's just on a next level, and I love seeing it. It's so great. Like, there's nothing more than bringing back a childhood memory at the end of the day.
Unbelievable, dude. Unbelievable. And I mean, those that are listening, guys, those are entrepreneurs, now's the time. If you're thinking about your business, etc., there's just a great way to bring other streams of revenue to your business. And you can collect your fantasy football team, you can collect your favorite football team, you can collect Pokemon, you can collect anything Kobe Bryant only. You can do a variety of different things, or you can do things like where you're pulling in breaks, like with you guys, and rip a Luka or something huge, guys. It's something big, that, man. That pays off double full. Plus, it's just a form of entertainment. We can't get out. We can't, you know, get out there. As well as, I think that most people in general are looking at this as a new investment.
Yeah, man.
The cards are beautiful. Even the old school cards. I mean, if it was.
I love that card. The Metal Universe Kobe is like one of my favorite cards, man.
Dude, it's so crazy. And this card was in 97, and how sick it was back then. And obviously, you got the newest prisms and all these amazing cards, but the card beauty has been there for a long time, guys. There's been some beautiful cards, as we know, ripping them, right? Like when we were kids.
Yeah, man. I love it, man. Like ripping the Kobe's and all that. Like, it brings back that nostalgia factor. When you walked into the store, you smell the wax. You're like, wow, man, this is really coming back. It's coming back. And not only, like, you know, any entrepreneur out there that has a dream or something, just go pursue it. Get it done, you know. We just started a new year. Make it happen. This is the year to make it happen. I know things were bad in 2020, but we need to focus on 2021 and bring that good energy and make it happen.
Yeah. And there's no excuses, as we know, guys. That's the main thing in life. There is no excuse. So then where did you see your opportunity? Like, I mean, I know you said as a kid, you've always been a fan. You were one time, obviously, the biggest fan of Kobe's still today, guys. I mean, he's one of the biggest fans, advocates. You guys got to check out his shop, Pool Kings. Go check out the artwork. Some of the most beautiful artwork in there. But then what gave you the great idea to get into the hobby and start, hey, I'm going to put some money into it?
So during, like, quarantine, I started watching breaks. Like, I was a big collector when I was a kid.
Yes.
So during quarantine, I started watching breaks, and I was like, wow, man, this is great. Like, I saw the vision. And me and my partner, we were like, you know what, let's just start our own thing. And we invested one case. We bought a case of Prism Retail.
Wow.
And we built it up to having a shop now. And we started with literally five people in our lives. And the five people in our life were the people that I had to text, my girlfriend, my friends,
right,
like people that, you know, and we just never gave up. We kept pursuing it. We kept staying live. We kept ripping. And, you know, we saw the vision. We took it to the next level. I used to work in nightlife.
Gotcha.
I used to work at the Fountain Blue in Miami.
Oh, yeah.
So I used my connections and the marketing that I learned from Dave Grutman. He owns Groot Hospitality. So I worked with them for many years. So I took that marketing strategy that he has and I put it in to Pool Kings and I used it. And marketing is one of the biggest keys in every business.
Yes. That's the thing that a lot of times, guys, you can do that. It's just sweat equity. It's not a lot of times you have to run a bunch of ads. I mean, those ads are great. Obviously, you can do tons of things with that. But if the ads don't work, guys, it doesn't work, right? So it's about being creative, like you guys have done with, you know, your mixers and your breaks and things like that. You're mixing in the slab mixers. You got, you know, not just breaking one Prism. You're breaking many different years of Prism or Optic or any of the brands.
You gotta be creative. You gotta always be on your toes. Always thinking of something different, revolutionizing the card game at the same time. And that's what we're trying to do with the shop. That's what we're trying to make it a place where, like an HQ, like everybody could come, hang out, break some cards. We'll get to know you. We can play some horse for some slabs. We can have a good time. You know what I mean? Like, it's just all about enjoying the hobby and taking it to the next level.
Yes. And I think that's what the past one always missed because we didn't have the internet. Right. You know, now you guys are obviously making revenue on Instagram. Let's just be real. I mean, there's a full revenue stream, guys, on Instagram Live, whether you're breaking cards, whether you're doing whatever, you can be making money selling things on Instagram. We see it time and time again. It doesn't matter what the product is, but cards are just a great one because the unexpected, you could break a huge one. And that was the,
I mean, any given pack, you know, like I said the other day, it's like fishing. You go in the ocean, you drop the line down, you never know where you're going to pull up.
Dude.
So now you open these boxes, you can hit the $20,000 banger that you've been looking for. It's just like bringing that nostalgia when you used to walk into the shop with your mom and beg her to buy you boxes or packs or cards. It's awesome. And now we have the internet and now we're branching out to the celebrities and
yes.
the stars, and they're getting involved.
Yes.
And that's what's going to take the hobby to the next level and not make it die down.
Right.
So the more people we get involved in the hobby is going to be better for us.
Absolutely.
In the long run.
That's why, I mean, my show, my man, it started all on social media because we have a social media agency. We, you know, brought on a lot of social media influencers. What are you doing? And the show over time has evolved to entrepreneurs. And then this year, 2020, I'm got back into the hobby, guys. So I brought on Tracy from Panini. We just had Gary King Pokemon talking about him and Steve Aoki and all the cool things they're doing to give back to the hobby because he's got millions of dollars, guys, in Pokemon cards that he stacked for 20 years. And Brothers in Cards, Jonathan, those are another kind of a great up-and-coming brand that they're doing these, you know.
Yeah, they crush the repacks, right?
Subscription, repacking, helping people out, just do different ways to enjoy the hobby. And like I said, like I think you said too, is that the more of us that are buying the cards, holding them, saving them, appreciating them, like I did when I was a kid with all my autographs, the less there's available for others, and that makes the price go up, right?
Yeah,
that makes the evaluation. And that also, I think, goes into the benefit, guys, as an investment, is because these cards are not overprinted like they used to be.
I think I read something that they printed over like 2 billion baseball cards when they first started. And now that you know, now we have the exclusivity of these low number cards.
Right.
It's not easy to hit these cards.
Nope.
You know what I mean? So that's what brings the value to these cards. And what I like about the card industry, it's like the stock market.
Yes.
So you take, like, you know, for instance, like Luka's balling. So you're watching these assets rise and they could fall, of course.
Of course.
But you're watching it. You have a physical asset that you have in your hand and you're watching it rise or fall. But it gives that like almost like fantasy basketball feeling.
100%.
Because you have these assets that you're watching rise and falling. Like some nights you might lose, some nights you might win. It is what it is.
And in any good market, guys, you guys know, just like on any good investment, you'll see ups and downs. Bitcoin hit, I told my buddy today, because we got real lucky, got into Bitcoin in 2015, guys. And it's been a fun ride. Sold too many way too goddamn early, I'll tell you that.
Yeah,
second, it hit 40 grand today. People sell and it goes right back down. But then it pops back up just like anything, any good market, right? So yeah. It's like that with the players, like that with my boy Dak. You know, the second he had his horrific injury, all these cards I invested in. Dak, I love this guy.
Dak will be good. He'll be back.
But he's good. He's good, yeah, right? I mean,
he'll be back, man. He was walking. He'll be all right.
Absolutely.
They have a solid O-line. They'll be good.
And the thing too, guys, is this. You can diversify, okay? Yeah. You can do a variety of things. You can do breaks. You can buy singles. You can have wax. You can do a variety of things. You can get Pokemon. I mean, for every different strokes for different folks, but you can be diversified, you know? So yeah,
it just depends what you like in life.
What you like. You
know? Like if you like football, if you like basketball, what I always say is find, you know, 5-10 players that you can diversify and not be all in on one player.
Yeah.
Unless you truly believe in this player, be all in. But you know what I mean? And you know what I like about Pokemon? They can't get injured.
Oh, dude.
They're not getting injured.
That's the
so
one.
You know what?
That's the best.
And the 25th anniversary is coming up. I think you guys should go invest in Pokemon because it's going to rise.
It's going to. It's going to, guys. And like you said, more and more investors are coming in. The big money is still yet to come in. Imagine the celebrities and investors, and you know, you got 26 Collectibles, which is a really like a kind of an investment hedge fund. I'm not sure exactly all that, but there's more and more guys like that.
The guys at 26.
Yeah, you know, there's more guys like that, right? So they're picking up the top cards, and they're picking up, but there's going to be more of that. And then all of a sudden, you know, the card market continues to rise.
Yeah, so I was talking to one of my friends, and he says one of these big companies are putting together all the high-end cards, and people are getting shares of
Oh yeah, cards. Fractionalized.
And,
yes.
And they just did it with art pieces, for example.
Absolutely.
Now like as art rises, they get a little kickback. So now they're doing the same concept with sports cards.
It's happening right now, guys. You could literally go right now, guys. And through 26, they got a partnership with or it might be their own company where they're doing that. They're taking literally the highest on cards, and you can own a slice of a top Jordan card or whatever, you know, that most of us can't afford because it's $500,000. Let's just be real.
Yeah, so
but
crazy.
For a piece of art or something like that, it's the same thing. And that, like you said, you can own fractional pieces. And just like, guys, you can own fractional pieces of a stock now, right? Yeah. Like on Robinhood or some of these places, you can buy $5 worth of Amazon, you know, if you can't afford a whole share. So,
yeah.
Dude, I love it, man. I think that you guys are in the driver's seat, my dude. I think there's more and more people. And I have to give you a shout out, my man. You are very entertaining on the live to watch, dude.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
I come watch you on Living the Dream Sports Cars here and there. We'll come check you out. And we've bought a few breaks with you, gotten some great success. I got a really cool Luca guys from a cool break. But just you guys got to try it. Check it out. If you haven't when you were a kid, you know, it's fun. And if you're going to do it with the best, is my opinion. Do it with the Pool Kings, baby.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's go. Well, I mean, is there any other big goals for you? I know you guys are doing merchandise, kind of like a limited time merchandise.
So my main goal right now is to open up the shop, obviously.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we like to do a lot of giving back. So we want to give back to the community. And we want to give back to the people that supported us. And that is one goal that we have. Another goal is to partner with somebody that we can take everything to the next level. You know,
100.
Yeah. I mean, the breaks are awesome. I mean, we're going to keep being creative and start thinking of different ways to get more people involved. We're starting a Pokey page. We already
nice. Did. Nice.
So, We got the Pokey Kingdom coming up.
Oh, nice.
And we're also going to be doing lower end breaks for people that, you know, can't join the break for $300.
100%.
So also we're going to do, we're going to be breaking during the day when the shop is open. So we're going to have somebody ripping all day. We're going to have like a virtual shop. You're going to be able to pop into Pool Kings. We're going to be on Twitch. We're going to be on YouTube. We're going to be on Facebook. And you're going to be able to jump in. You're going to see a screen that's going to have all the product. And say you just want to rip something on your lunch break, right? You come in, you go, you point at whatever you want. You pick it out. You tell the person that's on the store, and they'll rip it for you or ship it.
That's
whatever you want.
Right there, bro. That's it. That's exactly what I envisioned too. I was like, there's like going to be some business where eventually anywhere in the world, you just walk in, like you said, the shop's right there, all the inventory, pick, rip, like right there, like pick and rip what I want.
That's the goal. Like you're going to be able to come in and see the screen and be like, oh wow. Okay. So let me get a pack of that. Let me do a box of that. And I'm going to have somebody working and they're going to be ripping all day. Ripping and then I'm going to come in at night and the main event's going to start.
That's epic, dude. Epic. I love that idea. Yeah, it's good too. Cause for the kids, man, I really feel bad for them, to be honest with you. Cause as you know, we were able to find packs of shit that was good back in the day, even though it was overprinted, it was still good. Now the guys can't find them. Cause they got guys like me or younger buying it all. I was at Target and I watched this dude walk through Target with a full to the brim. Cart full of Prism. NFL, the whole thing. I mean, that means a kid can't get the Prism, you know? And so you just kind of do want to see that happen too, because for your business and for anyone that wants to get into this for the next 10, 20 years, you want these kids getting into it.
We need the kids, 100%.
Need them. You need them.
And that's the goal. And that's the goal, to have a shop where you, like, a kid could come and watch and be like, Dad, hey, can you buy me that?
Rip a $10 pack.
And it's there for you. And everything is going to be – very user friendly. We might even integrate something where you could just click the product and somebody will rip it. You don't even have to type anything.
Dude, that would be epic, dude. Yeah, because I envision it like this. I was even seeing some other stuff about that where you just like pick what you want, then instantly you get it broken for you.
Yeah,
like,
they do a lot of that in Japan. They have a app or a stream that you can literally shop. It's like a QVC, but more interactive.
Right.
And you have people there selling, and it's very user-friendly. I forgot the name of the app, but I was actually in talks with the guy about it.
Make total sense, dude. Yeah, it's just like pick what you want, and then it instantly gets ripped for you right there, and then it's that such a much more personalized experience. And bottom line, let's just be real. Hey, that's going to bring in more revenue, because now kids during the day are going to be able to rip maybe playbook or some playoff or some of the lower end products that are not, you know, the Prism and some of the less of, you know, stuff that people can get into, or if they just want to buy a pack of Prism from you or et cetera, they get to rip that. And then they get that immediate gratification, because I think that's what that thing we all love. I know even for myself, as buying some wax guys, like, which is just like the sealed product, it's hard to just keep looking at it and you're like, oh my God, I want to rip this thing open.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I have cases that I have it, and I'm like, oh, I want to rip it so bad, but you know, we're just going to let it sit. We're going to
the prices.
We're going to watch the stock rise.
Let's go. Yeah. The wax case stuff is insane. I mean, to think the prices of Prism at the beginning of this year to the prices where they are now, you're like, wow, let's go, baby.
I was buying Prism Hobby at $300 a box.
Right.
When I first started.
That, my buddy.
Bullpen. Shout out Bullpen.
Bullpen LA, baby.
Bullpen LA, yeah.
One of my buddies, Jordan, he got me back into the hobby by coming on the show, talking about Zion, talking about Prism and everything. And he's like, dude, you got to buy a pack. And I remember buying one from, like you said, about $300. And I was like, dude, why didn't I buy 10 boxes of this?
I know. Like, wait, because I should have bought 200 cases.
Right. Whatever it costs.
Whatever I could. But who knew? Nobody knows.
You never know.
Now everybody knows, and that's the good thing. You know, we're going to take the hobby to the next level. I'm not stopping until we do.
And what you've done is you've also blessed your customers with hits and with great cards and awesome things, which they help benefit, invest, sell, whatever, keep, PC, whatever. But then yourself, you're building a brand, dude. So, you know, for you, hey, no worries, brother, because you got the future for you, brother. There's many, many more amazing things coming from Panini, from what I hear, as well.
Yeah, I know. I can't wait till the new product comes out. When the new Prism drops, the new Select drops, that's going to be on a whole nother level. You know what I mean? Like, it's just going to be – we're going to take it up to a whole nother level. And Like the old shops back in the day when you used to walk in and they were no discriminating about it, but we want a more user-friendly environment. Right. And you're going to be able to come in and we'll put you on our Instagram live while you're ripping in our shop. Epic. All that type of stuff.
Epic, dude. Yeah, making that kind of cool celebrity feel experience is why that's part of the whole fun of it. It really is. And like I said, you hit at the right time because it was just the combination of all those things. It's the internet, the hobby coming back, people kind of bored, but also then taking this as another investment opportunity. There's tons of people that are.
And you know, like, you know, it's been a bad time with Corona and, you know, like it's evolutionizing the way people shop. Like not everybody is walking into a store anymore.
Right.
So that's why you have, you know, everybody integrating their businesses to online businesses.
Oh, 100.
And that's, I think Corona, you know, as bad as it was, it blessed the sports card industry.
100. It forced everyone to pivot, right? It forced everyone to learn breaking. Even original traditional card shops are now breaking. And then you got businesses like yours that didn't even have a brick and mortar shop, but it evolved. And now you're going to have an amazing shop. You know, it's one of those things that you were blessed by just the opportunity too. And then also I think it's you, my man, in that, you know, the energy people obviously come for the main event. Like you said, at night, you've created something just like you do in a podcast or you do anything, you get better and better every single time you go live, every single time you do something.
Like I say, for instance, like, going live is like almost like being like a radio show host or like a 100. Talk show host. Like if you are bland and you don't project yourself and relate with your clients and talk to them, then you're just not attracting any audience. 100. And when I first started, I wasn't very like outgoing and I was very monotone. And then as I got better, and I realized, you know, I need to start being more hype and this and that. I took it to the next level. I watch podcasts. I watch how people talk to their clients. You know, I read books about marketing, about everything. And, you know, in life, I wasn't sure which direction I wanted to go. You know, I worked nightlife and I worked for 10 years at night and it was draining. And for about almost 2 years, I didn't have a job and I just struggled and I wanted to do something. I didn't know. I love sports and I struggled to figure it out what I wanted to do in life. And at the end of the day, sports cars really paved the way to my success as of now. And I'm blessed and thank God every day that during these hard times that I was able to create something that I love to do every day.
That's amazing, bro. That's what it's all about, guys, at the end of the day. And that's the biggest blessing of an entrepreneurship is that you control your time, your destiny, the things you do. And the fact, guys, right now it's hard, but we can get through this. And if you do, you're even stronger, you know? And so the 2021, 2022 and beyond is even stronger. Well, I love you, man. I'll be definitely joining you and supporting you. A couple more last things. Are you ready to go through our top 10?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's go. Apple or Android?
Apple.
Apple, Netflix, or YouTube?
Netflix.
Netflix, Instagram, or Facebook?
Instagram.
Instagram. Pool Kings, guys. Check it out.
Pool Kings, baby.
Pool Kings, baby. Chicken or steak?
Both.
Both. I like it. I like it. Laptop or a smartphone if you're getting out the door?
Smartphone.
Smartphone. Spotify or Pandora?
Spotify.
Spotify. Movies or video games?
Movies.
Movies, reading books, or listening to books?
Reading books.
Nice. Stocks or real estate?
Stocks.
Stocks, baby. Get that liquid cash. Oceans or lakes?
Oceans.
Oceans. Where, if you could go anywhere, where's your favorite ocean?
If I can go anywhere, I would love to be fishing. Any ocean.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite fish you like to go after?
Yeah, man. I love grouper. Grouper is the one fish that – we actually went fishing yesterday. Nice. We got a huge mutton. It wasn't the best day, but we ended with a bang.
Yeah. How long we usually stay out there when you do?
Yesterday, we were out there from like 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Oh, wow. So you can spend quite a bit of time out there.
Yeah, man. I love it.
I see it on your Instagram. Yeah, absolutely. Nothing like it, right? Nothing like being out there.
I love fishing, man.
That's amazing. So maybe the next business is something around, you know, the next hobby, which is the fishing hobby. You never know. Never
we'll name the boat.
Pull the fish, baby. Who's going to get the biggest fish? $500 groupers, baby. Let's go. Yeah. We'll pull your fish for you and we'll saute it live for you. When you wake up in the morning, my man, you're looking at yourself in the mirror. Why do you love being you?
Why do I love being me? I was blessed to have a great family and I love myself every day because I wake up and I have people around me that I love to take care of. And that is one thing in life, you know, my grandfather taught me, my mom taught me, always be kind to people, always take care of people. And the one thing I like to do is I like to give back to people that I love and that care about me. I have a great partner. He's my best friend. He's my brother. And we crush it together. And I love waking up to work for Pool Kings, you know, and that's it. I mean, in life, you don't get many opportunities. And the ones you get, you got to swing for the fences.
Shoot that shot, baby. And then put in the work, baby. Like Kobe, you know, you guys are putting in the work, dude.
Yeah, man. Kobe inspired me, man, to work hard. He taught me that every day you go in the gym, you put up them shots. You come back the next day, you put up more shots and more shots. And never give up until you leave. When you leave, you can only leave when you make 2,000 shots.
Right. Yeah, you're constantly upping the amount of shots you have to make, basically.
Yep.
You're constantly looking and squeezing out as much time. I always loved it. Unfortunately, the reason why he passed, but it was why he used helicopters, guys, is because to be a great dad, to be there for his family. And he would do that more than anything because he wanted to spend time with his kids and pick them up from school. Something so simple that you think, oh, he's Kobe. He doesn't need to pick his kids up from school. He would love picking up his kids from school. And so squeezing out that much when you are that level, it just shows you anything's possible. And and you, my man, your example, like you said, picking up a case of the Prism with you and your partner.
Yep.
Breaking it and thinking to where you're at today, dude. I mean, with the kind of breaks and the kind of things you're doing, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. We started with one case. We never thought we would be here. You know, like as soon as we started with the one case, we were like, you know what? We're going to take it to the next level. We're not stopping.
You knew. You know,
me and my partner, we both work hard every day to bring the best product we can to you guys, because at the end of the day, the product is not easy to get. Like all the exclusive boxes that you see and people say, oh, it's so expensive, but you know what? It's not easy to get. It's hard to get. And it's hard to get for good prices now, because when you have so many people in the hobby that we have now, I mean, they're making, you know, cases, like 2,000 cases, 3,000 cases of this product. And bro, there's so many people that it's impossible. It's soon. All 1920 product is going to be gone.
Gone, dude.
At this rate.
Yeah, dude. It's getting ripped up every second. You see the mosaics are just getting ripped like nothing.
First
Prism, and then now it's Mosaic. And all you see now is just tons of people. So I would tell you guys, Mosaic is going to go up too, just like you saw Prism, because it's getting ripped. There's nothing available.
And Mosaic is expensive right now. Like first off the line is like almost $2,000.
Yes. Yes.
It's crazy.
And then, like, you're talking about the limited guys, there's stuff that came out like Flawless, right? The Flawless basketball and that stuff, you can't find it, right? I mean, it's
Flawless first off the line, there was only 2,000 cases made ever.
Wow.
So, like, imagine, like, you have people that probably ripped through already 1,000 cases.
Yeah.
Maybe more.
Right.
Maybe more.
Yeah, it was a big deal. I mean, I saw on the breaks, you know, people are ripping this stuff. All it takes is each time one person breaks another thing open, there's one less of that 2,000.
We have a case of Flawless first off the line that we're holding.
Yeah,
we are holding.
Smart, dude. I think, yeah, if you could, on every product you had, I think you save a case. If you could. It's impossible in a perfect world, obviously, but
I wish when I first started, I would save like a couple boxes here and there. But when you first start, it's hard because – you got to keep moving. If you're not buying, you're not making money.
Right. Absolutely. 100%. And you're building a brand on it, dude. You're building a brand on getting other people hits in a way.
Yeah,
this is their investment. You're helping them get
that's the main goal. Like, I want people to hit. Like, I need people to hit. 100%. I need people to see these cards. You know what I mean?
Yes. And you can't guarantee it, as we all know.
Oh, of course. I mean,
But if you
have been ripping cards since the 20s, I mean, it's crazy.
The one that I would always remember, I was like, damn, I wish I could really wrap my head around LeBron James rookie cards.
Oh, yeah.
God damn.
You never know. Zion might be that guy, too.
He could.
Know?
He could be. He definitely could be, guys. Do you think you'll ever retire from the Pool Kings?
Will I retire?
Yeah.
The only way I'll retire is if someone comes in and buys me out.
Boom, baby. MGM, I need a big check. I need a big check. I need a big one, baby.
Yep.
Commas, multiple commas on that check. Hey, it could be happening, dude. You guys have a great.
You never know. Come buy me out. I still want 20% because I want to manage it.
Yeah, and I absolutely.
I would want to be in control of the live 100%. Because it's my brand, and it sucks to say, but I have to do it.
You know
what I mean? I got to be the one on the live.
100%, dude. No one they would want you. They would be stupid to not let you. You're Howard Stern, dude. You're Joe Rogan for the platform. Yeah. Let's just be real. So about that, people may have less people break with you. You got with the Pool Kings, so it wouldn't make sense. Yeah. Yep. Wouldn't make much sense for them to try to bring someone else
just
in.
Just like if Howard Stern retired, no one's going to watch the Howard Stern show.
Exactly. With someone else, it's not going to be Howard Stern. It's someone else's show. It's not the same. So totally, dude. And like I said, I wouldn't be surprised that this year you get a knock on the door, baby. I wouldn't be surprised because they're all thinking about it. I've heard many things from different people. And I'm like, they're interested. Okay. Do you have a routine to start your day, my man? Do you have a routine to get ready for the day?
My routine is I wake up and I shower and I get after it. I go in the office and I'm a big marketing guy. So I brainstorm almost every day on what to do to market Pool Kings. So today I have this idea. I'm going to post this shortly. You'll see. I have a great idea that everybody who purchases from us is going to get a gift. And I'm going to tell them what they're going to do with it in order to win something.
Got you. Nice. Yeah, I mean, I know. Like I said, I've watched the breaking stuff just because I thought it's fun. It's fun. It's a fun way to get invested. It's a fun way to just kind of keep yourself entertained during these times too. And then I came across you guys as one I really stuck to your energy. But then also you guys are doing stuff different, dude. And I think that's really important. And to give back as much as possible, because like you said, that's the greatest businesses surprise and delight us, guys, like Amazon. They deliver our packages early. They give us a couple bonuses and they say, thank you. We love you. And I think that's the way to do it, man. Do you have a favorite app on your phone?
My favorite app? Instagram, I guess, because
Instagram.
I'm always on it.
Shit, that's the moneymaker, baby. That's the gold mine machine. And if anyone doesn't think you can sell on Instagram, I will tell you guys, go check out Pool Kings at night. What do you guys usually run it? Like from 8 to 10, 8 to 11?
Well, we run from 10 p.m. Eastern to, 2 in the morning.
Yes.
But we will be running all day.
Right.
Like I told you, like in the beginning, when we're going to have a platform where you're going to be able to come pick your pack.
Bro, that's the one right there, dude. That's when MGM just says, let's go. If you could sit down to a chicken and steak dinner with anyone in the world, who would you want to sit down with?
Kobe Bryant.
Kobe, dude. One time. Oh, my God, dude. I don't know that an event can ever change your life. You know, a bad, shitty event could ever change your life. But his event did change my life, and not only getting me into the cards, but it makes me every day grateful for being a dad, and also for what I have, and to not take it for granted, dude. Because life's short, dude. He's only a few years older than me. I mean,
I know, man. It's crazy.
Quick,
life
can
be gone like that.
You have everything. You have everything.
Count your blessings now. You know, like. It's shocking how he went out. You know, it's crazy to me. But
the thing I think we'll be grateful for and truly is that we'll never forget.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, I think that's the thing that will the resonance of it all is, well, actually, he actually changed more people than he could have ever changed had that not happened, unfortunately. But I think it's true. Obviously, you never want to put that on anyone. But, dude, love you, Kobe. Love you, buddy.
Yeah.
Dude, I appreciate you, my man. Can you give us, again, where's your favorite place to hang out online? You guys give a shout-out to your IG?
Pool Kings, baby.
The Pool Kings, and that is with a Z, and we'll put that in the show notes. Dude, I like I said, I love you, man. I think you guys have tons of more blessings your way. I think there's going to be a big knock on the door pretty soon. And in the midst, man, you keep on breaking. You keep on entertaining. And, folks, you've been hanging out with Ryan Shapiro, Mr. Pool Kings, and Travis Too Tall and Huff. We want to thank you again for your time today, and let's keep being real.
All right, brother, be real.
Boom!
We're all going through a lot right now. And real-time outsource, my business, is giving back to local and small businesses. Through our social media services and campaigns, we are actually helping small businesses get more exposure during these times and also when we get through these times. At the end of the day, we don't know how long this is all going to last, but most importantly, you got to think about your business right now and take it seriously. So come check us out at realtimeoutsource.com, realtimeoutsource.com, and we would love for you to qualify and get the process started where we can take a look at your business and see if we can qualify you for some of our services. Little to no cost for most of the businesses, and some businesses, you know, you're gonna have to pay, but that's just part of life, right? But most importantly is that I think this is the time, folks, that you can actually help thrive in your business. And so I would love to help you personally with our team. We're all going through a tough time right now, so take advantage of us. realtimeoutsource.com. Check us out, and we would love to do some business with you and help you with your social and digital media in 2020 and beyond. Right now, more than ever, folks, we need to work on our reputation for our businesses and get those reviews, get those positive reviews, get those positive recommendations on both on your social, but also to market on your website. And that is why you want to check out my business, folks, our software, realtimereputation.us. That's realtimereputation.us. Please check it out. It is literally the best thing that's ever happened to many of our campaigns, is that reviews bring together your social and digital campaigns. And the more positive reviews, as people are making those positive, you know, decisions, they're looking at your, you know, at your reviews. And so the more you can get, the better. And make it easy and automated with realtimereputation.us. Check us out.